On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Teachers Union SATU in KZN says it will put pressure on the Education Department to get the ball rolling to implement the Bella Act. The President authorised the full implementation of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act on Friday. Ramaphosa had delayed the implementation of two clauses that dealt with language and admissions policies to allow for a three-month consultation process. In a media briefing in Gauteng yesterday, Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube said guidelines for the Act will be sent to all public schools by the end of January. SATU KZN's Nomarashia Kaluza says they're expecting to see change as soon as schools open next month.
We do take note of the statement by the Minister of Basic Education, which seeks to delay the process through the regulations. We want to warn her, it can't be delayed any further. We are expecting all schools to open their gates to every child that seeks to get placed there. There must be no learner that is excluded on the basis of race, on the basis of language and all of that.
Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu says officers should be better prepared when responding to crime scenes. He was speaking at the funeral service of a slain cop in Hammersdale, west of Durban, yesterday. Warrant Officer Moses Ndlovu and his colleague, Dinesh Sigrin Patha, were killed while responding to a shooting in the Cliffdale area last week. Mkhunu says police should rather arrive late than ill-prepared.
Whether it's a robbery or a shooting, police officers must not show up to crime scenes alone and unarmed. They must not think criminals will just fear their presence. When they respond to calls, they must do so in sufficient numbers and be well prepared.
Wholesale egg prices have reportedly reached record highs in the US after an outbreak of bird flu. Large eggs are currently selling for up to 102 rand per dozen, topping the previous record of 100 rand in December 2022. Last week, the country had its first serious human case of the virus in Louisiana. Reuters reports the virus has already wiped out nearly 123 million poultry in the current outbreak. There's been 61 human cases recorded in the US. Back home, the SA Weather Service is warning of hot and humid weather over the northeastern parts of KZN today. There's also a yellow level 2 alert for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours, hail, damaging winds and severe lightning expected over the western and southern parts of the province. A yellow level 2 warning for disruptive rain is in place for KZN tomorrow. It may lead to localised flooding and damage to infrastructure. Durban's reaching a high of 25 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay and Ulundi 29, Ladysmith 32, Moy River 28, Newcastle 30, Kokstad 22 and Margate and Underberg 24. In Durban, we've got 2 meter swells at sea tomorrow morning with sunrise at 7 minutes to 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.